Love Talk.
www.bethermagazine.com. Get your black card. Make sure that you're with the in crowd. Get in the loop. Make sure you know what's happening, because if you don't know, you won't be in the know. But I would suggest that you know. Please get your black card before the card goes up. It's $299. If you go to www.bethermagazine.com, you can get the card for $49. And you will be truly, truly pleased with what you're doing, because it's all that in a bag of chips. It's a way of life. It's a way of life. You have to understand, if you don't understand what life is about and you're going through life just making it or trying to make it, then you're going to live a life of mediocrity. You're going to live a life of no bells and whistles, no joy, nothing that can sustain you to the point where you make a difference. You have a gift. Everyone is born with gifts, numerous of gifts. Sometimes people try to always say they're going to do certain things, but they don't do certain things. So if you basically are not doing what you're supposed to do, then you are not doing what you are doing. You have to really realize that you are doing something spectacular. The President of the United States will be calling in shortly. The one and only Barack Obama, we're waiting for the call. Stand by. He's on his way on the airwaves on the Russell Price Morning Show. You have to stay tuned to the show, because if you don't stay tuned to the show, then you will truly be missing a treat. The number here is 347-637-1577. 347-637-1577. You know, stand by. It's going to be a big one. Don't miss this one. It's going to be a big one. So we're standing by for the President of the United States, Barack Obama. He's going to be calling in shortly. Mr. President, are you on the air? Well, Senior, are you on the air? Caller, you on the air? Go ahead. President Barack Obama, you on the air? Well, Senior, you on the air? We're talking about the events that are really, really spectacular. The new event coming up is going to be at the Marriott Marquis at the Dignity Lounge at the Marriott Marquis on Massachusetts Avenue on February 26th.
Don't miss this one. It's going to be a big one. It's the Power Networking Happy Hour featuring Living Legacy Award. People who have done something in this community that's worthwhile, and we're going to recognize them. Are you on the air? Go ahead. Call you on the air. Go ahead. 843-997. You're on the air. Go ahead.
This is a time of the year when you need to get your act together. Make sure your business is doing what it needs to do. Make sure you are doing what you need to do. And make sure that you have the best intentions of what life is giving you. Because if you don't understand about life, then life will truly take you out. But there's no need for you not to understand life. The show is being brought to you by Charlie's Restaurant, 7303 Georgia Avenue, some of the best food in the city. Judy can cook. She can cook. She can cook. And Dr. Bruford, a renowned dentist in D.C., is our sponsor for tonight, for today's show. President Obama, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yes. How you doing, Russell?
I'm doing fantastic. How are you doing?
I guess you thought that I wasn't going to call. But
I was happy to close out
my tender as president of these United States. I said it's time to give the people what I said I was going to give them. And I've heard a lot about you, Russell. I met you before also. And it's great what you're doing for the city of the nation's capital.
It's coming from you, President Obama. I really appreciate that because you are one of the excellent, excellent examples of what a man should be, a black man beyond a black man. Tell us what your dreams are, your vision for this future. What do you think about this political aspect that we're going through now? How do you view this actual presidential candidates running for president today?
Well, if you remember, Russell, around 7 years ago, I set the trend. I got young people out to vote. So a lot that you see now is what I did 7 years ago. And it's great to be a black man, but my destiny was not about black. It was about all races. Let me say that again, Russell. All races among the United States and the world, that we have to be better to ourselves and to the people we meet. But let me say this. The election in Iowa today, the caucus, Republicans, Donald Trump, Cruz, Hillary, Sanders, it's going to be a tough one this time. Because of all the things that I had to go through. I just want to be straight up. I don't really know the outcome, but as I close out my presidency, I can tell you this. I'll get on the road to support the candidate, and it's going to be a great one.
Excellent. President Barack Obama, it's always a pleasure talking to you. And give us some final words for the people that's listening, because look, the lines are lit up, and they just want to know what you feel as president. How is it going to be better in 2017?
Well, it doesn't matter about who you vote for. It's about you. Remember, when I was in the White House, in the beginning, crime went up, ISIL, Al-Qaeda, health, I got health, Obamacare passed, but it's up to the people. It's never been about me. It's been about them. And I think people need to laugh more, Russell. I think they need to go out and laugh and entertain themselves and stop worrying about things on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram and focus on themselves. But it's been nice talking to you, Russell.
But President Obama, thank you. This is
gotta go. I gotta go, Russell. I'll talk to you later. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Delfina, you're on the air. Go ahead. Delfina, you're on the air. Speak up. I'll send it 843-997. Go ahead. Delfina, can you hear me? We're going to take a break. We'll be coming right back. We're going to bring Delcenia Curran. She's a travel expert. We'll be bringing her right back. To the Russell Price Morning Show. Every morning you have Bill Cosby, Muhammad Ali, and President Barack Obama will be joining us on the new Russell Price Morning Show. Delcina, you on the air? Go ahead. Delcina. Can you hear me, Delcina? Speak up, Delcina. Delcina. Speak up. Delcina, can you hear me? You're on the air. Welcome, welcome, welcome to our newsmaker line, Chris Thomas. Chris Thomas, you're on the air. Go ahead. Chris Thomas, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, how you doing, Russell?
I'm doing fantastic, man, fantastic. Tell us about some of the things you've been doing in this DMV and what you have coming up, because you are an icon in the Washington metropolitan area. First off, just give a little background on yourself and how long you've been doing this.
Well, I started out many, many years ago. I've been in show business, if you count it from the first time I performed on a stage like the Warner Theater. I was 17 years old. I performed with the drummer Max Roach. And then later on, when I was 18, I did a show with Prince. This is when he came out with the record Controversy. And he had did a show with Tina Marie. Tina Marie called Laryngitis, Russell. And they asked me to go on stage, and I mean, I was just a pup, young. All I could do was do impressions. And later on, I had opportunity to travel with Run DMC, did 2 years of their tour, Public Enemy, Jazzy Jeff, and the Fresh Prince. After that, I got the TV show Tell Me Something Good, was the first urban game show on BET, and after that, Rap City, and stayed on the air with Rap City for 5 years, and it was the number one show on rap on BET the whole time I was there. And after that, I was the first, people remember, I was the first host of the Kings of Comedy Tour. It wasn't Steve. Steve came on later on as they expanded the tour for years, you know, the years after I did it. So I just been working. And even though I live in Washington, D.C., Russell, it's kind of like I love being called the capital city's icon of comedy, but we have so many more, like Tony Wood. I was the first guy to ever introduce David Chappelle on stage at 14. He talks about it a lot because I said his name wrong. I called him David Chappelle. And, but we have a history of great comedians. We have a history of great comedians. And, Russell, I'm going to be doing a show. I'm going to be doing a show very, very soon this week. This week, in fact, if people, I know your show is nationally, but if people who are listening to your show in the capital city area, and they're familiar with the Howard Johnson. Remember how the last time you heard of Howard Johnson? There's a hotel on the hill at 202 and Landover Road, top of the hill at 295. We call it the Baltimore-Washington Parkway in 202. I'm doing a show. In fact, I'm doing a tribute to Russell Simmons. The Def Comedy Jam, and we have the one and only Hamburger. We have Hamburger on the show. We have Timmy Hall, who's on the Donnie Simpson show, Laugh and Lenny, and yours truly. Now, the Def Jam was the first show that launched all the comedians. I had already had my TV show, so I didn't get that 15 minutes of fame from the Def Jam, but I actually toured on the actual tour after they started. So it's going to be this weekend. And we let people in free. This is a grand opening. The place is called Achilles. And it's at 5820 Landover Road. We're letting people in free. All I got to do is pay $10 at the door for all you can eat appetizer buffet. And if they want to go ahead and buy their ticket, and do it for the event by ComedyCornerDNV.com, eventbrite.com, and they can pay for their appetizer buffet up front on Eventbrite.
Excellent, excellent. I remember that location. There used to be a club there, tried to do a club there about 20 years ago. They tried to do a club at that location. It's been, I forgot that location was still there. But it's going to
be.
They're
there for 100 years. And the guy who owns the restaurant, he's been there for 20 years.
Yeah, I remember. I was a Prince George County police, so I had to go up there. They tried to do a club there years ago. I remember that. Stay on the line, Chris.
Right.
We want to bring up Delsenia. Delsenia, you on the air?
Yes, I am, Russell. Can you hear me?
I can hear you now, Delsenia. Say hello to Chris Thomas.
Hi, Chris. How are you?
Hey, Dee. How you doing?
I'm just terrific. I'm looking forward to all your new activities and things you're planning to do.
Oh, thank you. I mean, people remember back in the day, we used to have a club called the Comedy Connection, and this is going back to those who live in a metropolitan area, a club called the Comedy Connection, and then it became Jokes on Us. So what we're trying to do up here in the Italian restaurant is I don't have a lot of time to just have my own building because it takes people who see your drink. So this gentleman who owns the Italian restaurant, he said we can make this our home, and all I want to do is help show the people. They have A-list comedians. A-list comedians, they're the guys that's making probably $50,000 and more doing comedy shows. But they have a top line of B-list comedians. Now, is Arnaz J an A-list comedian? No, he's not, because he's not seen frequently as Cat Williams and Michael Epps, because they're movie stars, and Jamie Foxx.
Mm-hmm.
But they're funny.
Mm-hmm.
And some of those guys, people don't realize, just because you know, understand the attraction of movies, and movies, they have millions of people to go, so they're going to have a following because people want to see you. That's the same guy I saw in the movie, and he was hilarious, so now I'm going to go out and see him in person. But we have a strong, strong list of comedians that may not be as popular, but they've been on television, like Bruh Man from Martin, and Kevin Hooks from the show Eve, and he done did a couple movies, and Hamburger, who was just featured on Family Guy.
Mm-hmm.
They did a spoof on Family Guy on Hamburger, and it's a big deal because they actually said his full name on Family Guy. They said Alonzo Hamburger Jones. So if anybody wants to come out, like I said,
they can go
to Comedy Corner DMV, Eventbrite.com, and all we're charging for grand opening is $10 for all you can eat appetizer buffet.
Sounds wonderful. When did you? I got to stay tuned with all this so I can keep up with your schedule of events, because maybe we can do something together, because I'm promoting bus trips and entertainment tours.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah. So
tell us about your bus tour and tell everybody right now about your bus tour that's coming up.
Okay. Well, my scheduled event for July is the Norfolk Waterfront Jazz Festival. Okay. And that's scheduled July the 15th, 2 days in July, 15th through the 17th, on the waterfront. And charter bus is leaving from Clinton, Maryland, down there near Walmart on Woodley Yard Road. And it's going to take us down there, and we will be staying at the hotel. Everything is inclusive of my trip. The bus trip round trip and the hotel for 2 days, and the bus is going to be chauffeuring us around wherever we got to go, and tickets to the show for two nights, and the show starts from 5 to 11 on Friday night and Saturday night, and then on Saturday during the day, we're going to do the Spirit of Norfolk breakfast brunch from 11 to 2, all you want to eat. And they're going to have a DJ on that cruise carrying us around the port of Norfolk, and so we can see the site. And they're going to have a cash bar. And then afterwards, then we come back and go, the bus is going to take us back to the hotel, and then we will be getting ready to line up and be ready to go to the evening show, which starts, the gates open at 5 o'clock. And it's outdoors on, like down in Southwest on the waterfront, okay? And they have the big stage and everything, and the people bring their lawn chairs. And they have, it's like, it'll be like a big cookout, because they have the grills, and people will be able to buy the food, chicken, ribs, fish, whatever. And they're going to have a cash bar there. And it's such a beautiful setting in the night lights, and listen to the music all around, and everybody just relaxing and chilling and just enjoying themselves, you know?
Well, that sounds fantastic.
I wish
I would have spoke to you before, and Russell, because I'm doing a show in Seattle, Washington, May the 28th, and it's going to be Elder Barge, Tevin Campbell, Silk, Domino, Blackstreet. I don't know if anybody been to Seattle, Washington before, but it's beautiful. But Norfolk is also, that's one of the places I used to travel when I when I was younger. I used to travel with all the bands like Switch and the Barcade back in the day. So I'm sure people are going to have a great time with you. And I'm glad that you got an opportunity to tell it on the Russell show. So that's going to be fantastic.
Oh, yes. And it's affordable. I have installment payments. It's only $285 for everything. So once you pay the $285, you don't have to worry about it unless you drink liquor and you want to buy your own, you know, liquor and stuff like that. And other than that, everything is included. And the 285 is broken into payments. The initial deposit of $75 is due in February, and then $52 a month for 4 months, and that's it. It's all paid for. And I'm just so excited about that. That is a deal. Super deal.
That is actually a deal. It don't get that cheap.
You know what? I used to do boat rides and entertainment promotion. Russell and I, and Captain Fly and I, and Babs and I, from back in the day. So I'm just want to have me some fun now and enjoy myself and make sure I bring all the people together. And this is going to be a fun trip because I got some old friends back in the day that used to be on the boat ride. They're coming out of Florida where they're retired, and they say, oh, I want to be there because I know it's going to be first class and fun. And say they're gathering up all their friends. And believe it or not, I almost got the bus. I was sitting there calculating the committed people already is 40 people. So the bus only holds 56.
Well, that is fantastic. Russell, I heard the president on your radio show.
The President Obama was really off the chain, and I appreciate him calling in because it's going to be a big one. Everything that we're doing now is big and big, and I appreciate you being part of the morning team. The Russell Price Morning Show, it's all about you. It's networked on the radio. It's been a show that's been in the process now for over 5 years, and people tune in. The lines right now lit up like crazy, but this is an opportunity to come and network on the radio. So it's a meaning thing to be able to network radio. We're going to be closing out the show right now, though. I want to appreciate everybody that came on the air today. And if you can, Chris, let's close out with some Muhammad Ali, man. Give us a little bit of Muhammad Ali.
Well, you know, Ali don't talk the way like he used to. So I want to make sure that I do him respectfully.
Mm-hmm. I want to say to you, Russell, to the beautiful lady that got the trail, I want you to keep on doing what you're doing. Stay strong. Stay inspiring. Knock them out, Russell. Knock them out.
Excellent, Chris. The Muhammad Ali. Oh, my God. Peace, Muhammad Ali. We're
going to
knock him out. We're
going to
knock him out the bottom.
We're going to knock him out, Russell. Knock him all out.
You sound just like
sucker punch, Russell.
We're
going to
knock
him
out. We're going to knock him out.
I like that.
Stay tuned. Delphinia, we'll keep you in tune. And we'll be there on Saturday. Chris, give us that location again on this show on Saturday.
Okay, fellow teenies, on the top of the hill, we're at Howard Johnson's in Lanham, Maryland, 5820 Landover Road, right next to the Exxon gas station. Go up the hill, and they know the hotel, the restaurant is in the front. And it's Saturday night with Hamburger, one of Def Jam's first comedians. And like I said, it's free to get in, $10. They got to have the ticket or go to Eventbrite. Go to Eventbrite, Comedy Corner DMV, Eventbrite.com. And you can purchase the $10 tickets for the all-you-can-eat appetizer buffet. And you're going to see a great show.
Excellent. This has been the Russell Price Morning Show. It's all about you.
Knock them out, Russell. Knock them out.
And we're going to see you tomorrow morning.
Knock them out, Russell. Knock them out. Thank you.